Eric,
hey, Eric,
congratulations.
Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot.
Could you just talk about, you know, landing in here with the Panthers after spending your career in South Carolina and what that means to you?
It's a great fit. I think for me, great fit for my family and the fans of the Carolina Panthers, and also for South Carolina. I think it's a great fit.
What have they said? Excuse me. What have they said to you about your role and kind of what they're looking for you to do here, Eric?
Just come in and play ball. That's it. Come in and play ball, and got a great opportunity, and I'm making the most of it.
Eric,
come in with a huge chip on my shoulder.
Why a huge chip? Because you went later than you thought?
That, and it's a new opportunity, and I mean, I'm a guy that's going to push to the limit every day during practice, all times during the game. It's a job. I gotta compete. I gotta compete every day at a high level, which I'm used to. But I'm just ready for it, and I'm thankful that Coach Fox and the Carolina Panthers organization
Did they tell you if they were looking at you at linebacker or maybe defensive end? Did they tell you?
We haven't even really talked about it, truthfully.
What do you think in a 4-3 you're better at doing?
4-3? I can play both. I've done it in a 4-3, 3-4, 3-3-5. So any defense in any position, it doesn't matter. I can be productive as long as I learn. I'm a pretty smart guy. So once I pick up the defense, that's when I can really
I know you said at the combine that, you know, rushing the passer is kind of your gig. Do you feel like that's the best part of your game?
Yeah. That's the best part of my game.
How much experience you got, Eric, running down kicks and playing on special teams? And do you think that's going to be a part of what's coming for you?
I got 3 years. 3 years of it.
Have you heard from Captain Munerlin yet?
Excuse me?
Have you heard from Captain Munerlin yet?
He's the first guy to call me.
What'd he tell you?
Just congratulations, man. Now we're back together. We got to make it happen again.
You guys used to hang out a lot off the field? Or?
Yeah, we do. We did and still do. So,
did you get a chance to come up here and see him play at all during the season?
I did two or three times.
Yeah.
Is he one of your best friends, Eric?
He is. That's one of my close friends. That's somebody I say who's in my circle. It's true.
How big's that circle?
Probably about 5 or 6.
Okay. Hey, talk about the journey you had getting in there. You know, how hard it was getting in school, and then you know, how you were able to graduate early.
It was hard getting Coach Nix, Tyrone Nix, and he was my recruiting coach and my position coach, one of my defensive coordinator. He stuck with me through the process. I had a 1.8 GPA coming out of high school, got denied admission 3 times, and he stuck with me, put his neck out there for me along with the other coaches and people at South Carolina. And once I got in, I just took complete advantage of my resources. I started applying myself and trying to maximize everything.
What was your GPA in college when you graduated?
I think it was a 2.89. I let it slip. I had a 3.2 going into my junior year, and then it just kind of slipped from there, started getting a little tougher.
Did you say 1.89 in high school?
Yeah.
So what happened there?
In high school or college?
In high school.
I was just as simple as that. I was just immature.
What happened? I mean, when you get to South Carolina, was there one event or somebody? Was it Coach Nix saying something to you, or kind of what made the light come on for you in that respect?
It wasn't Coach Nix saying anything to me in particular. It was just the fact that had great support from my coaches to my teammates. My coaches, my teammates, everybody else. I had great support. I had great academic support, tutors, and everybody.
One of the things you just talked about priding yourself on was you're a smart guy that picks up the defense is pretty quick. You just talked about being a smart guy and picking up the defense is pretty quick. That something you pride yourself on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had trouble doing that my freshman year, but now in college I just started. My defensive line coach taught me how to learn concepts instead of trying to learn every play, and that's when I started picking it up in advance. pretty simple from there. Hey, can you guys call me on another number?
Yeah. I think we're good.
Yeah.
You got a lot going on.
Okay.
We appreciate it, Eric.
Thanks,
we'll
Eric.
Catch you next weekend.